Czech Health Ministry says there have been no new deaths in the last 24 hours from the outbreak of methanol poisoning, and attention is now shifting to the 27 people still in hospital. Help has arrived in the form of an antidote called fomepizole, 80 boxes of which have been donated by Norway. They were brought here by poisons expert Dr. Knut Erik Hovda from the Nuclear Biological and Chemical Center in Oslo. My colleague Rob Cameron spoke to him shortly before he went into a meeting at Ostrava Hospital, and he began by asking Dr. Hovda how common methanol poisoning was.
It's fairly infrequent. In most parts of the Western world, it's fairly infrequent. It happens from time to other, but it's usually only single cases of suicidal attempts or suicides or accidents, or it's outbreaks like this one happening right now in Czech Republic. We did have one similar one in Norway back in 2002.
And were there fatalities in that outbreak?
Yeah, we have about 18 fatalities that we know of. But we're pretty sure that there were, at least we know that there were patients that we'd never counted because they were admitted to a hospital and never got the diagnosis. They got some different diagnosis. Then we had their family and the families into the hospital later on, and it's appear that they've been drinking of the same liquor. But we know of 18 fatalities from them.
That's strikingly similar to the current situation in the Czech Republic. But tell me about this antidote that you've brought with you from Norway.
Yeah, from Episol, it's a highly specific antidote that's been used for quite a few years, actually. It's similar to ethanol in terms of it blocks the same enzyme, but it binds much more efficiently. And even more so, it's easier to dose it. It's void of many of the side effects of ethanol, like patients being drunk. They're not CNS depressed, and it's very much easier to dose the patients. That's the main differences.
And you can administer the antidote when the patient's unconscious, right?
Yes, you can. You can even give it orally. Let the patient drink it. If it's a child. But usually we give it intravenously and can be given to all kinds of patients, even after they've been starting the ethanol infusion for as an antidote.
So you say the antidote stops the methanol from being broken down by the digestive system?
From being metabolized, yeah.
How then does the methanol leave the body?
Humans would eliminate methanol primarily through breath and partly through their urine. But what we do in our clinical practice would be using dialysis to clean the blood. And then we will remove both the methanol, the toxic metabolite, the formic acid, and we will also correct the metabolic acidosis, which is threatening to the patient.
And how effective is it, this fomepizole?
It's highly effective. It binds extremely strongly to the enzyme. Meaning if you are admitted early enough to hospital, we're pretty sure that we can save your life. The problem being that a lot of these patients are admitted very late. And dependent on their clinical condition when they're admitted to hospital, that might tell us something about the outcome of the patient. But the fomepizole itself is highly efficient.
So it is really a glimmer of hope to those suffering from methanol poisoning?
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, as long as we as they are admitted early enough, it's definitely a glimmer of hope. And now we're trying to have some nationwide lectures for the doctors, which is doing a fabulous job, by the way, and teaching them a little bit about fomepizole and how we consider the best techniques or treatment options.
Dr. Knut Erik Hovda from the Nuclear Biological and Chemical Center in Oslo, speaking there to Rob Cameron.